Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Through the course of history, there have been some pretty remarkable April Fool's pranks played. This one, however, may be the best, if only that it made him $125 million for just a little bit. Tons of companies pulled off April Fool's pranks yesterday, including BMW giving away a BMW. That happened in New Zealand. Google promoted a fake stuffed toy called Google Panda, and Cottonell announced toilet paper for left-handed people. But the award goes to Tesla. Unlike other companies, whenever Tesla does anything, the stock market goes nuts. Well, yesterday, at 3:56 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 minutes before the market closed, Tesla tweeted, quote, announcing the Model W. There was a photo attached and a link to a blog post where they pretended they'd created a competitor for Apple Watch. But it was a foot-long version of Big Ben sticking out from your wrist, so obviously it was a joke. But Wall Street ain't got time to read that. When investors saw Tesla announce a new model, they ignored the photo and started buying up stock. Tesla's price jumped about $2 per share, which briefly added roughly $125 million in value to the company. Once people realized what had happened, they sold off the stock and the price dipped back down to its normal spot. But who knows how many people actually lost money? Normally, I would feel bad for someone making that mistake, but caveat emptor. If you didn't look at it, it's your fault. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Speaking of watches, he's got all kinds of watches, including Rolex watches and a whole lot more. They do custom jewelry, and if you've broken a piece of jewelry, most of the time they can turn around the repair in a day or two. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com or go take a look for yourself at their ever-changing inventory. They're on South College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, right next to IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.